Let's dive deep into the world of truly holistic wellness and the cutting edge of personal optimization with our next guest, Shannon Conklin, founder of Your Organic Edge. Her centers in Park City and Southampton, Southampton out on the tip of Long Island, offer a unique blend of detoxification services, advanced technologies like red light therapy and M-Sculpt, and traditional healing arts, all aimed at helping clients achieve their peak vitality. We'll explore her mission to deliver a whole-body wellness experience and learn how to implement her core philosophy for profound and sustainable changes in our own lives. Good morning and welcome to Mountain Money.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So now what inspired you to found Your Organic Edge, especially in such a distinct markets as Southampton and now Park City, especially since Southampton was during the pandemic?
Yeah, well, for me, I got very sick, actually, when I was 12 years old, all the way through my early 20s. And we went to every doctor. We couldn't figure out what it was. Eventually, I did get diagnosed with Lyme disease, which is much more of a known thing now, but back then it wasn't. But even after I was diagnosed, there was really no help. And I felt really, really unwell. I went from being a competitive dancer, straight A student. I was very busy to being bedridden actually for 2 years when I was sick and on homeschooling. So that actually started me on my journey to kind of figure out what the root cause was and find more natural ways to balance my body back, which is when I finally started to become well. And I'm able to do all I'm able to do now, which is just crazy to me that I'm able to go from that to this. But that led me to become a holistic practitioner. And in 2019, I was in Manhattan working there, and I really strongly did not want to be there anymore. I had a lot of clients in Manhattan that, just for Park City viewers that don't know, the Hamptons is a very seasonal summer location. There are year-round people, but a lot of people live in Manhattan during the winter and then kind of summer in the Hamptons. So they were begging me for something like this, and that's where Organic Edge was born. So I went, I got an SBA loan in 2019, and then I proceeded to have a year-long construction delay where I was paying the loan and everything else. Finally, I went down to the town and I cried in their face. I said, I'm a regular person. I'm paying this loan. Please help me. And they said, all right, you can have your grand opening on March 15th, 2020, which is the day everything in New York shut down because of COVID. So it didn't happen then either. But I did open during phase three, whenever we were allowed to in June. And I think the silver lining to all of that, while it was very traumatic at the time, was a lot more people moved out from the Manhattan to the Hamptons full time. And it's still that way now. So it really changed the market out there. But more importantly, I think people really have an understanding of how important it is to be healthy prior to something like that. Or even prior to any kind of disease and illness. Like, the more we can preventatively boost our immune system and all of that, the better we can handle kind of something like that that will happen. So that's how all of this was born. And while biohacking and longevity are all new buzzwords and terms now that sound very cool, 20 years ago, our community was the crunchy granola community. It's all the same. We're just looking to be on the preventative side of holistic health and having our bodies feel well rather than try to play catch up when we're already not feeling good.
Absolutely agree with that. So how do you define cutting edge? And why is it important? How do you define cutting edge wellness? And why is it important that it's delivered naturally?
Well, I'll answer the second thing first. I believe it's important to be delivered naturally because I'm looking to work with the body, not force it to do anything. So I'm looking to I believe our body is intelligent enough to be able to balance itself back. We just need a little bit of help. So the more naturally we can do that, we can work with the body's natural rhythm and help balance back. As far as cutting edge wellness, there's a lot of noise and a lot of new technology and just a lot of everything in this space because people are jumping on the bandwagon at this point in time because it's popular. But I think the marriage is between things that are tried and true that have been around for a long time, like colon hydrotherapy, like infrared saunas, but we now have the new technology and the new devices to make those ancient modalities just enhanced and with more safety and more efficacy. So it's cutting edge is staying up on all of the current information and the studies, but while paying homage to things that are tried and true that we've known for a long period of time. I don't jump on new things quickly. I wait a while before we can find out, do these actually do anything for you? And most importantly, could they cause harm? So it's a balance.
Now, is that part of the traditional healing arts?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like I said, the colonics were back, they have colonic literature back from ancient BC in text. I teach colon hydrotherapy, so we do like a history part of it. It is an ancient technology. However, what we do as far as colon hydrotherapy in our facilities are very cutting edge and new. Colonics have come a long way even from 10 years ago. And the equipment that we use is top of the line. It's FDA registered, and it's actually in some doctors and hospitals for colonoscopy prep. So, it's the marriage between things I know to be helpful, but also with the beautiful new technology that we have that's come out.
Now you're opening up December 6th, or are you open already over on Sidewinder?
We're open. We did our soft opening. We're just having our big blowout grand party on December 6th.
Fantastic. That's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Wonderful. And who is your ideal client over there?
My ideal client is anyone looking to feel and look your best naturally, right? So I would say probably 50% of my clients are there for the longevity preventative reason. And then probably the other 50% are looking to feel better, balance something back. So it's honestly really anybody that's looking to feel and look their best.
Now, we have plenty of high-achieving athletes here, and that might be a little bit different than out in the Hamptons. I mean, we have, you go to a party, there's Olympians. And do you cater to them? Is this something good for high-performing athletes, even if they're in their 50s or 60s, but they want to be at their best? Is this for them?
Absolutely. I mean, truthfully, anybody who's looking to be optimally well, we want to get the bad things out of their body, which is what the core services at Organic Edge specialize in. But then I have other amazing practitioners in my space like Fika who do nutritional IVs, so we can put the good back in too, right? So it's really, it, when a client comes in, it's they're going to let me know why they're there or any of my amazing practitioners. And then we'll kind of give them some advice as to what we think would work well as standalone treatments or things together that would work well to help them achieve their goals.
So, can you walk me through the typical client journey from when they first walk through your door, from the discovery of what you just mentioned? They tell you why they're there. Maybe they just walked in because they're curious, and then the first few treatments.
So I guess it depends. We have such a wide variety of services that it depends on why they came in the first place. If they want to come in and speak to me or any of the practitioners without having a service in mind, we will help them, like I said, with any kind of plan that we think would work best. Some people book for a certain service, they come in, and after speaking to them, I say, I actually think this might be a better fit for you than what they originally booked. But a lot of our services work well together. Like one of our detox loops to get the things out of your body would be a lymphatic drainage and a colon hydrotherapy, and then an infrared wellness pod. Essentially, by the end of that, we have hit all the detoxification pathways, and you're good to go. If you want to add an IV to that, really put the good back in. Now we're talking. We have some good stuff happening.
So when they do that, those first three things, they get toxins out of their body, but also some good stuff. So the injections would be intravenous probiotics or something?
So here's the thing. We used to think when I first graduated from colon hydrotherapy school, we used to think that we were losing good bacteria. So we would always supplement a probiotic after. From the limited medical studies that we have now, the reason we thought that is medical studies based off of colonoscopy prep, which is something we are taking orally chemical-wise to kind of clean things out. We now know we did a few medical studies on colon hydrotherapy that they tested the microbiome before and after. They did three colonics in the one study on everybody in a 2-week period, and everybody's microbiome was more balanced. So we theorize now that we're not really losing the good bacteria, which to me makes sense because we're only putting purified water in there, right? A colonoscopy prep does change the microbiome. They think up to 6 months after. So yes, of course, people should supplement their probiotic. I take probiotics every day, but we're less concerned about that. I'm more happy to put in electrolytes after a sauna, and things of that nature that we definitely are losing from sweating it out.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Now, skeptics may say that biohacking and holistic wellness may sometimes get labeled as a luxury indulgence. How do you communicate the health and performance value of your services to those who may be on the fence about the whole thing?
Well, listen, I feel grateful for everything I'm able to do, right? And I don't know if I'd call this an indulgence. The same way I consider getting my hair done or my nails done an indulgence that I'm grateful to be able to do, I look at this more like an investment. Like wellness is an investment in your health and in your body. We only get one body, and that's kind of it. So to me, listen, we are working outside of the medical model and the insurance model. So we are grateful to be able to do it, but I would more call it an investment more than an indulgence. And I would say some could argue that you spend the money now on good food and health and all of that, or spend the money later when you're sick. So, it's everybody has to kind of choose what and where they spend their time and their resources. I will say, though, every client that comes in to see me personally, we go through all of the free things that they can do to feel well that have nothing to do with what's going on in my space, meaning sunlight, exercise, being outside, grounding, getting good sleep. All of those things are going to really move the needle alone. If you add some organic edge treatments into that, I think you're really looking at a very good investment for the long term.
Gotcha. Now, do older people, if I was 80 years old, would this benefit me?
It depends on what's going on with you, where you're at. But the most important thing that we do when you first come in and we get an assessment is we're going to look for contraindications for whatever you're looking to do, right? So the infrared wellness pod, if you have an insulin pump inside, you can't use it. If you've had recent colorectal surgery, we can't do a colon hydrotherapy. So there's going to be contraindications, and age sometimes plays a role in that, but there are plenty of very healthy, older people who are in this space, and maybe that's why they're healthy and older, because they are in this space utilizing
Yeah,
these treatments.
they
So
understand the benefits of wellness, you know, the big capital W, wellness. So,
exactly.
okay, now how did your team maintain quality, safety, and efficacy across such a wide variety of wellness modalities?
So this is my favorite question you've asked me, because what Organic Edge and our core services, that's what we are experts at. So I'm a national board certified colon hydrotherapist. I am an instructor for the governing body of IACT. So if anybody wants to become licensed or certified in that, depending on the state, there's different regulations, they would come to me for the 265-hour training and then sit for the national boards. So everybody who works for me has been trained under me, and we are experts at what we do. Because I wanted to create a one-stop shop for in Park City, for all beauty and wellness without sacrificing quality and safety, I bring other practitioner-led practitioners into the space who are experts in their respective field to bring those other modalities. So we have Fika, who's doing amazing nutritional IVs. We have Bennett Essay doing the harmonic egg, Viva Physical Therapy, who specializes in women's health, PC skin expert Amy Rocker, who's an incredible esthetician. We have Artistic Beauty doing permanent makeup. Savvy Med Spa doing some skin tightening and CO2. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody, but all of these people have been curated by me to be experts in their field so that we can bring, all of these services in one place without sacrificing any type of quality or efficacy.
Gotcha. Now you're the founder of the business, and you now have a second location 2,500 miles away from the other location. What has been your biggest leadership lesson that you have learned?
Well, I just want to say first that the reason why this has been brought to Park City is because I have many clients that live in the Hamptons in the summer and here in the winter and who have begged me. And I have the most amazing partner, Kim, who's the managing partner here that will run Organic Edge Park City for the most part while I'm in and out. So it could not be possible without her. And I'm so grateful. She's amazing. Her and I worked in the city for many years
Yay,
together. But
Kim. Go,
yeah,
Kim.
Kim is the MVP for sure, and employee of the month every month. But as far as a leadership lesson, I would say that I've been in every aspect of all of my businesses, from the janitor to the CEO. I've done every job, and anyone who's ever worked under me or for me for the last 20 years would tell you that I am the hardest working. I would never ask somebody to do something I wouldn't do. And I wouldn't expect anyone without ownership of the company to care about my business as much as I do. So I truly, truly love this. And I think leading by that example is what has helped me create the best culture in all of my facilities. Because if I take really good care of my employees, they will take really good care of my clients, which is first and foremost what's most important. And the scariest thing as you scale, because when I was doing everything from janitor to CEO, I knew it was all done exactly the way I wanted it to be, but there's no scalability in that. And I can't help as many people as I want to help that way. So finding the right people who fit the culture, and then training them as best I can has been how I've been able to create all of this wellness for as many people as I can.
Wonderful. Okay, we have less than a minute left. Real quick, what's the vision? What's the future look like for your organic edge?
I'm hoping that I can bring the wellness to more places. Listen, at the end of the day, I created a place that I love to go to every single day. And if I can now travel to all the places that I like to travel to and have there be a home there for me, that's what I want to do. So keep listening for more locations popping up.
Thank you very much. We just spent a few minutes with Shannon Conklin, founder of Your Organic Edge, grand opening on Sidewinder on December 6th. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kevin. I really appreciate your time.
I hope I can get over there on December 6th.
I hope so. And after that, too.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, listeners. Hang on one sec. We'll be right back after this.